Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
This morning I'm joined by Anna from England, who uses LDN for secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. Thank you for joining me, Anna.
It's a pleasure.
How old were you when you first noticed that there was something wrong with you?
When I first knew something was wrong, but I had no idea it was this, I would have been about 14. I wasn't diagnosed until 2011, when I was, how old was I, 53. Well, 52, coming up 53 when I was diagnosed. But it made sense of an awful lot of illnesses that I've had through my life.
So what were you noticing when you were 14?
When I was 14, I had, actually a doctor said I had, I think, tonsillitis or something like that. I had a lot of flu-like symptoms quite regularly. And if I had actual flu or even a cold, it hung on for ages and ages. And the doctors say it was, you know, post-flu syndrome and all rubbish like that. And I suddenly thought when I found out, oh, that's what it was. But I also had bad PMT. I have this sort of theory that hormones are involved here. I started periods when I was 11, but by 14 they were kind of acting like proper periods, if you know what I mean.
Mm. So before you were diagnosed with MS, what was a typical day like for you? What sort of symptoms and that did you have?
Oh, varied. Well, I think I had relapsing remitting through my life, because I used to remark that every year I had to give something up. I was quite sporty. And it seemed every year something went by the board because it was too much. Getting nearer to diagnosis, hormonally, I was coming up to menopause. So I suppose that disrupted things. And I thought that's what it was. I was so tired, just so tired. I've been with my present partner, who hopefully will be my last partner, for about 11 years now. So he's kind of come through it with me. And we used to drive into work sometimes, about an hour's drive to get to work. And I used to just conk out and fall asleep in the car if he was driving, obviously not if I was driving. And it was unusual. And I kept thinking, oh, God, this menopause is really ragging me. And I had a slightly bad back anyway. And that went one day and that was it. And I got sent to various people to see what was going on. And I worked for London Underground at the time. That's where Bob and I met. And they said, we're fed up with you taking time off. We're going to send you to a specialist, a back specialist. So I went there and he said, something's wrong. This is not just back problems. You need to go to a neurologist. I was like, what, neurologist? What for? You know, why should I need a neurologist? And, of course, I went there and the rest is history. I was diagnosed, MRI and all that, and Bob's your uncle.
Mm-hmm. So other than the fatigue, what else? And the back, anything else?
Well, the back was bad. My walking was getting bad, but I thought that was to do with the back. But now I realise it's probably an awful lot more than that, because I've got a slight drop foot on my left foot. I fell over. I mean, all the signs were there. In retrospect, you can see it all. One day walking down the platform, I was a train driver for the Underground. So I had a heavy bag. I was walking down with the mate. He opened the door. I just scuffed the ball of my foot on the ground, which is the one with drop foot, and I went like a good one. I flew at him. And he said he didn't know whether to catch me or get out of the way. And I'm pleased he got out of the way, because he's about 6 inches smaller than me. I probably killed him.
Yeah.
But so odd things like that. And I found that whenever I walked, particularly on stairs, I always held the rail, which previously I hadn't done that. You know, I hadn't cared about that. But so I was losing balance a bit and ability to walk. So that and fatigue, I suppose, were the worst symptoms, yeah, and still are.
If you had to rate your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10 before you started LDN, 10 being the best, what would it have been?
Two.
Okay. And how did you hear about LDN?
When you mentioned that earlier, I was trying to think, how the rest did I hear about it? I think it was a lady on Facebook who I got talking to on an MS site, and she ran an LDN one as well, and we just got chatting about it. I'm pretty sure it was through her.
And how did you manage to get a prescription? Would your own doctor prescribe it for you?
He didn't even know what I was talking about when I went to the doctor. I mentioned it and said, I've heard about this. He said, oh, yeah, that was about it, really. And it was, well, can I get a prescription? Well, I don't even know about it. And he looked it up in front of me to humour me, I think. And he said, well, let's try this first. And he just shoved another drug at me.
Mm.
So, no, I didn't go through him. I go through, I think the chemist is Dixon's, and it's in Glasgow anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And a doctor at Clinic 158.
Yeah.
And again, I think Kath, this lady, put me in touch with them as well. She gave me details. Mm-hmm. And I've passed it on to quite a few since then.
Yeah. Wonderful. And
lots of people say, oh, I've heard of it, but how do I get it, you know?
Mm, exactly.
And it's not that dear, I mean, compared to other things that I pay for. It's certainly not that dear.
Spreading the word's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
So when you started, did you notice any introductory side effects?
Well, to start with, actually, the clinic recommended I up it quite quickly. And that didn't have any good effects with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I actually felt like I had flu each time I upped the amount. So I, again, talking to this lady on Facebook, she said, try lower. You try lower. So I think they'd recommended I start it. 1 or 1.5 mil, so I dropped it to 0.5. Great stuff. I suddenly started sleeping better, which, of course, makes everything else a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
If you've had a good sleep, because I was waking every hour, every 2 hours. 2 hours in one go was good for me, whereas now I get 4 to 5, no problem. So it may not sound a lot, but it's a low better than 1 to 2.
Mm.
And it's normally my bladder wakes anyway, so I have to wee. But I go back to sleep again as well. It's wonderful for that. And I did have slightly more vivid dreams, and I still do occasionally. But that's okay. They're quite nice, actually, some of them. So.
And how long have you been taking LDN now?
Just about a year, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
Probably now April. Yeah, I think it was about April, May, something. It was May I started last year.
And if you had to grade your quality of life now on that score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, what would it be?
You know what multiple sclerosis is like. It's like a roller coaster, so it's up and down. Average, though, I guess about 6 or 7.
Well, that's a long way from 2, isn't it?
It's a big jump from 2, yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly, I feel more settled than I was, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Still emotional work occasionally. I cry most days, but it's not for long, and it's not, I don't know, it's not as angst-ridden as it was. It's more like a physical function. You know, a bit like having a wee. I have to have a cry. Does that make sense? It's just, and I do take gabapentin as well, which I think works better taking the LDN. I'm not sure if that's even possible, but I think it is. And when I'm in need of one of those, I get a bit tearful because pain is, it's like a chronic pain. It's just there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not sharp. It just gets you.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Anna?
No, I would say that taking LDN is quite a subtle effect. You can't say, oh, yeah, this is much better than that. But if I don't take it, things get worse again. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I'm now trying to reduce the amount I take. I went up to 4.5 mil, and I really didn't notice much difference to taking, say, 3.5. So I've dropped it down to 3.5, and I'm seeing if anything changes, really. But it seems all right. Seems all right. I have spasticity in my right thigh, and it goes up into my groin, which is really painful. It feels like I've got a metal rod up my thigh that's longer than my thigh, if you know what I mean, sticks into my groin. And it's eased that big time. I assume it's that that's done it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for sharing your experience with us, Anna. And I have to say that I continued improving for 18 months, so let's see what happens in the next 6 months for you.
I'd like to introduce Anne from France, who has multiple sclerosis. Welcome, Anne.
Thank you.
Could you tell us when you first started to notice MS symptoms?
I first started to notice MS symptoms when I was in my mid-30s.
Mm-hmm. And what were they?
They were urgency, left foot dragged a bit, and a lot of eye pain, optic neuritis, you know.
And when were you finally diagnosed?
Yeah, I was finally diagnosed because I went to an optician because I had lost the being able to see red, the colour red, and he said to me, oh, I think you need to go and see your doctor. So he obviously knew what it was. Well, I knew as well, I suppose. So I went to the doctor who sent me off to a neurologist, and they diagnosed it, which was in 1981.
Right. So how did your MS behave between 1981 and when you found LDN?
Yeah, I had very, very odd sort of behaviour, really, because it was so different, you know, the relapses were so different. Sometimes it would be eyes that were very much affected. Mm-hmm. Other times it would be legs, walking and things like that, very wobbly and losing balance and a lot of urgency, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Were you having a lot of pain at that time?
Yeah, I had a lot of pain too.
I was just trying to remember what you told me earlier. So what about fatigue?
Well, fatigue was one of the main things, really, because I was teaching at the time, and once or twice, and I think my lessons must have been more boring than I realised, I went to sleep in my own lesson.
And what about cognitive problems?
Well, yes, I think that I did have those as well. I was doing an MSc as well, and I noticed that I couldn't do the mental gymnastics I used to be able to, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was different.
So how did you hear about LDN?
I read about LDN in the magazine New Pathways,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed to be a good thing to try, so I thought, right, have a go, and I was very glad I did.
Okay. How easy was it for you to obtain a prescription?
It was very difficult, actually, because no one would give me a prescription until I went privately to a neurologist, and I was in a lot of pain at the time, and he didn't know what to do to help, really. And I asked him, what about trying this? You know, there's no harm in giving it a go. And he said, right, well, you go ahead, and he would write me a prescription.
Yeah.
So that was great. I was really, really overjoyed by that. And I got the prescription, took it to the pharmacy, no problem in getting it filled, and it was fine. Yeah. And after that, my doctor wrote one every time I needed it.
Mm-hmm. What year did you start LDN?
I think it was in about 1983, I think. What are we now? 2011, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. No, it wasn't then. I'm so sorry. It must have been about 2001.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you first started, did you notice any introductory side effects?
I didn't notice any side effects except that the pain was much less.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so, so grateful for that, you know.
Mm.
I thought, because I was always, always convinced right from the beginning when I didn't really believe that I couldn't really believe it, you know, that multiple sclerosis must be joking. But then when I did think, oh, well, I have it, I thought, I've been confronted with lots of problems in my life. I've always overcome them. So I'm going to overcome this as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the ways of helping me to overcome it, and I was so glad.
So what would you say LDN has done for you?
Well, it got rid of the pain, but I can't speak for everyone, of course. But it helped me a lot in that way, and I was very, very grateful to it for that.
Did it help with any of your other symptoms?
It didn't really help with fatigue, because I just got as tired as I was before, I think. But maybe a little less.
What about your bladder?
Ah, no, it didn't help that.
And what about cognitively?
I would like to say that it helped, but unfortunately, no.
Okay. So really what it's done for you is helped with pain?
Yes.
Yeah. What would you say to other people who are contemplating trying LDN?
I would say definitely try it, you know. And if you can't find that your local GP will write a prescription for you, then perhaps do as I did and go privately to a neurologist and say you wanted to give it a try.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I don't think so. I think that...
That's all right. This bit can be taken out there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. But you can't think of anything else.
No, I think that family, you know, people knowing that there was something there, my family and myself, I mean, there was something great about that, knowing that Dr. Bob, you know, actually helped in that respect was great. It was wonderful support.
I'd like to introduce Anne from England, who takes LDN for multiple sclerosis. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Could you tell us when you were diagnosed with MS?
I was officially diagnosed in 1980, but I'd had about 15 years before and it just went away. And then sort of in 1980, I was diagnosed with MS.
Oh, right. Okay. So what symptoms did you have, you know, the 15 years prior to...
Well, I kept losing my balance, that was one thing, and then I started drugging my right foot.
Mm-hmm.
It just wouldn't work properly, that's all I said. I'm falling apart at the seams. Turned out to be MS.
Okay, so what were your symptoms like by the time you were diagnosed?
Well, I'd had very little change. It was very, very slow, and I went into a hospital and they did a lumbar puncture, and as I said, I came out feeling far worse than when I'd gone in. Whether that was because I'd realised it was something very serious or not, I don't know. But I my balance and my walking really went downhill over a matter of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the consultant told me, yes, you've got MS.
Mm-hmm.
He did say, but if you've got to have it, at least you've got the... better one to have of all of them. Thank you very much.
That was kind. So before you started LDN, if you had to rate your quality of life at that time on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, what would it have been?
Well, I would say it would be about a 7, deteriorating quite rapidly down to 4.
Right.
Because I've always sort of run everywhere, done everything... yoga, swimming, all sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just going out of the window. Plus I got children of 6 and 9 at the time. So mm-hmm. it was a big impact.
Mm. So when you first started to get these symptoms, Anne, how old were you?
I would say I would be in my mid to late 30s.
Right, okay. And how did you hear about LDN?
It was an article in my local MS magazine, our local update, and it turned out there's a guy who lives a couple of hundred yards across the road from me that I didn't know because it's a main road, and I didn't know him. He just wrote an article singing the praises of LDN.
Yeah.
So I rang him, and things took it from there.
And were you able to get your own doctor to prescribe it, or did you have to get it prescribed?
Oh yes, I went and saw my doctor. I ran up all the information from the LDN site, or not all the information, the basic information on its impact on MS, took it up to my doctor, who was very good. He read it and he said, you want to try it, you think it'll do you some good, here you are. And he gave me a private prescription.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yes, he was brilliant.
Yes. So when you started, how long ago was that now?
I can tell you exactly, because it was 2003, and I started it just before we were due to go on holiday, and I started taking it in liquid form,
mm-hmm.
Which I couldn't really cope with messing around with the syringe and things, because my fingers don't work very well on some days.
Yeah.
So although I started in 2003 on liquid form, within 6 months I was on tablets, on the capsules.
Oh, right, yes. Yeah. And when you first started, did you notice any introductory side effects?
Absolutely nothing at all. Nothing happened the first two or three days. And then on about the fourth day, I was walking up our drive on my husband's arm, walking to the car, and he suddenly said, "You're walking a lot better." And he noticed it immediately. I wasn't dragging on his arm so much. I was still using my stick, but I wasn't dragging on his arm so much. And he actually commented, and I thought, well, it's obviously working, because I thought it was just me, you know, wishful thinking.
Wow, that was very quick, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. 4 days, and thanks to LDN, I don't think I've looked back since, you know.
Right. And what would you say your quality of life is now, Anne?
Well, I go out, weather permitting, bearing in mind I'm wearing slippers at the moment, and I go out every day. In my garden, I maintain all the flowers, and I've got some vegetables going. It's not a particularly big garden, but I do manage to get down. I can squat down and do the gardening, or sitting on a chair usually.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of years ago, my son and daughter-in-law got married from here, and we had a reception for 90-odd people in the garden, and I helped paint all the fences and do everything. So, although I'm slow at some things, I use a wheelchair for convenience as much as anything going outside. I find I'm doing really, really well, all things considered.
It's really good.
Yeah.
And if you rated it on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, what would you say the...
My quality of life?
Hmm.
Yeah, I'd say I'm on an 8. I'm on a permanent high. People phone me up and say, I'm trying not to make you depressed. And I say, it'll take more than you to make me depressed. You know, I just get on with life and I thoroughly enjoy myself.
Well, that is fantastic. Yeah. And would you say LDN has helped lighten your mood?
Yeah, I've never... People comment, why are you always so cheerful? Well, my attitude is, I can't do anything about it. It won't go away. It won't improve with age, but get on with it. You know, what's the point of being miserable about things? So I won't say it's LDN, but... Certainly, I'm always cheerful.
That's good. And what would you say to other people who are thinking of trying LDN?
Give it a go. You've got maybe a few pounds to lose, and you've got nothing else to do. I've tried all sorts of things. I even went down the stem cell road. I spent £2,000 in preparation for that before it all blew up. But just for the sake of a few pounds, give LDN a try. And I certainly found it fabulous. And I continue to recommend it to anybody and everybody whose ear I can bend about it.
Well, thank you very much for spreading the word there, Anne, and long may your gardening continue.
You're very welcome.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, LINDA, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.